USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden is on defense now that we've learned the cost estimate of his student loan forgiveness plan, $240 billion spread over 10 years, assuming that 75% of those who are eligible would take advantage of it. He told reporters that he would consider it a success if 10% took advantage of the program. Republicans not convinced it's a good idea, South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune told the PBS NewsHour that Biden's action is fundamentally unfair.
Particularly if you think about all those Americans out there and those families, many of whom never had the opportunity to go to college, or those who did and paid their loans down already, paid them back, or their parents pinched pennies and made it possible for them to get through college.
Thune adds that those who paid off their loans are being asked to pay for those who still have them. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There's concern about the potential for a radiation leak in Ukraine, where Europe's largest nuclear power plant is located. Ukrainian officials claim Russian forces fired on areas just across the river. Meanwhile, Russian forces are pointing to Ukrainian shelling that hit a building that stores nuclear fuel. Iodine tablets were being distributed to residents who live near the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in case of radiation exposure. The plant was knocked offline temporarily Thursday due to fire damage to a transmission line. Hydrologists predict that the Pearl River near Jackson, Mississippi will crest by Tuesday. Emergency officials are telling residents in low-lying areas to prepare for flooding. Jackson Mayor Chakwe Lumumba has urged residents in flood zones to pack enough belongings to get them through several days of evacuation, adding that police officers will increase patrols to protect property. Health officials in Scotland say piles of garbage in the streets of Edinburgh are raising a stink, as well as a threat to public health and safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
Federal investigators say they were concerned that President Trump had additional national security information after a review of 15 boxes the National Archives recovered in January. They said as much in the 28-page heavily redacted affidavit that convinced a judge to sign the search warrant on former President Trump's Florida estate. The newly unsealed court record shows that the Justice Department repeatedly informed Trump's lawyers that Mar-a-Lago was not authorized to store classified information. That point was reiterated to Trump's counsel as recently as June. Authorities noted that they found 184 classified documents in the initial review of the boxes they recovered. Facebook's parent company has reached a tentative settlement in a lawsuit accusing the social media company of feeding its user information to Cambridge Analytical, a firm that supported former President Trump's 2016 campaign. The terms reached were not disclosed. However, a 60-day stay was requested to finalize the details. A school district in southwestern Missouri is bringing back spanking as a form of punishment. That's if a student's parents agree with it, and despite warnings from many public health experts that the practice is detrimental to students. The board of the Cassville School District approved reviving corporal punishment in June. It was recently an option as soon as 2001. The policy states that corporal punishment will be used only when other forms of discipline, such as suspensions, have failed, and then only with the superintendent's permission. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.